Hey, welcome back, students, and those of you who have listened to this show before. I'm glad you're still with me. If this is the first time you're listening, thanks. I hope you'll be back. I'm D.A. Arliss, and today I am not welcoming you to a new episode of the Guitar Technique Tutor podcast, but rather I'm just dropping a short PSA on you. I've had innumerable scheduling issues, so I have to just delay resuming my weekly regular podcast for one additional week. Sorry about that, but it can't be helped. That's my bird you hear chattering in the background. So sorry about that. I can't edit him out. Next week, episode 088 should be up and live by Monday night, barring any unexpected crises. I don't want to delay in mentioning that at the Mahwa Museum, the popular exhibit Les Paul in Mahwa reopened on September 8th and will continue until June 2013. The museum is located at 201 Franklin Turnpike in Mahwa, New Jersey, and it is open weekends and on Wednesday from 1 to 5 p.m. Admission is $5, and if you are a local person and are a museum member, your visit and your children's visit under 12 are free. I will link to this on the show notes page of the podcast. Visitors to the Les Paul exhibit have a chance to learn about Les Paul, longtime Mahwa resident, inventor, musician, and self-taught engineer. The exhibit also has several new items, making another visit to the museum for those who've already enjoyed Les Paul in Mahwa a really great idea. Echo is an M. Honer harmonica used by Les Paul during the very, very early years of his career, and that's a new feature of this display. Continuing as a part of the exhibit is the log and a fascinating visual of how solid body guitars are built. While I'm on the topic of Les Paul, I want to say that on Saturday, September 29th, the Mahwa Museum and Ramapo College will sponsor the second annual Les Paul tribute concert at the college's Berry Center, which is called the Sharp Theater. The concert features the Les Paul Trio, musicians Lou Palo, Nicky Parrott, and John Colliani. I always want to say it wrong. Colliani. I love guitar music, and I'm not a great fan of piano music, but I have to say John Colliani absolutely wowed me last year, and not that Lou Palo's chopped liver or anything, but I'm totally compelled to go just because Colliani's piano playing was so fabulous. If you're anywhere near Mahwa, New Jersey, and Ramapo College, and you're going to be in that area around September 29th, you've got to get your tickets now. I've already gotten mine. I've got great seats. I'm looking forward to it. Last year, the show was fabulous. Whether you're a jazz cat or not, if you appreciate extraordinary musicianship, and you're in traveling distance, buy a ticket and go. I'll put a link for purchasing the tickets on the show notes page. While I'm mentioning Les Paul and Mahwa and the exhibit and the second annual Les Paul tribute concert, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention the Gibson bus. The Gibson Guitar Corporation's traveling tour bus will again be part of the Mahwa Museum's participation at Mahwa Day. That's going to be September 22nd. The Gibson bus has a recording studio, and visitors can play a guitar that was specially made by Gibson for Paul McCartney and see interesting photos of Gibson artists and just enjoy the experience of walking through this infamous tour bus. If you are participating in Mahwa Day, you simply must take a few minutes to check out the Gibson bus and take some pictures there. Also, don't forget, Thank You Les is able to be ordered. I think it's shipping this week or next week. It's something you can get digitally also, and I will talk more about that on the regular episode 088 of the Guitar Technique Tutor podcast next week. Thanks for your forbearance, and I will be back behind the mic for a regular show, including an intro, student spotlight, question of the week, news, and take note segment next week, barring anything major. To my private guitar students, welcome back from summer vacation. Cut your nails if they need it before I see you each week, and make yourself an appointment to play at a particular time each day if you have trouble with time management or your playing time mysteriously slips away. I also want to say welcome to Aviv, a new student. I'll tell you more about her next week. For those of you who are like me, the approach of September 11th is unsettling, and rightly so. For me, it's the hardest day of the year. If you lost friends, coworkers, or loved ones 11 years ago, my condolences go out to you. I wish you comfort at this time. I know it's really, really rough. I also want to thank my sponsor, Raptor Picks USA, for allowing me to represent a fabulous product and for their sponsorship of the show. What? You've never heard of a Raptor Pick? Well then, you must be a first-time listener, and this is what I can tell you. If you can just get past the unusual feel of a Raptor guitar pick, the door to faster, cleaner, and more creative playing swings wide open for you. Your grip will be sure, your attack will be silent, your projection will be enhanced. Add to that the technology that enables the pick to glide over your strings rather than bluntly striking them, and the genuine Raptor R Series pick stands alone as an asset to every guitarist who uses one. Seasoned pro, the pick allows for more subtle differences of expression because of the variety of timbres it produces. Intermediate, recreational guitarist, improve your sound by upgrading your pick. Rank beginner, prime your creativity right from the outset. Genuine Raptor R Series guitar picks are available at raptorpicksusa.com. Free Raptors with a purchase of four or more is just another way of spreading the excellence one guitarist at a time. Raptor picks are a registered design. All rights are owned by Black Carbon. Practice. Have a great week, and until next time, I'm your host, D.A. Arliss, doing my part to spread the excellence one guitarist at a time.